Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
I don't understand why they make the robots so hot. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty. One more thing.
I'm going to work my way into talking about taking the kids to Las Vegas and a couple of different things we have. And I mentioned the David Copperfield show that we went to, The Magician, and how he was working too sexy for a show with lots of kids there. Lots of kids younger than my kids. Of course, the younger kids didn't get some of the jokes, but like he asked a dad, stand up, sir. See your wife and your kids. When's the last time you and your wife had sex? In front of their kids.
Wait, what?
Okay, and the last time you had sex, so 7 days ago, he writes down the number 7 for the trick. And last time you had sex, how long did the session last? And dad says 20 minutes. Like, I'm not answering that question in front of my kids. It's weird.
I'm going to start calling sex the session from now on.
Wow. Any time for a session, honey?
That was a fantastic session.
Maybe the rich old bastard just figures, I got one act. I'm not changing it for these bunch of rugrats.
I actually told my kids that it was a thing with aging. Sometimes when people get old, they just kind of lose track of what's appropriate and what's not. Because that's true, right? And I think he might be there.
You'd think some of the world's most famous performers would have figured that out by now or had people.
He's hella old. The thing that made me laugh the hardest, and I couldn't say this on the show, it's inappropriate, and I know some of you don't like this language, but so part of the deal he made this, it's a long, drawn-out story, but he's got this little Yoda, baby Yoda-type character or whatever, and trying to get him home. Anyway, all of a sudden, we're all staring at the ceiling, and all of a sudden, a spaceship appears. And it's floating around. He said, look at that, a goddamn spaceship. That made me laugh really hard.
What?
But anyway, so the other thing we did was we went to the Sphere. And that's the great big giant ball. If you haven't heard anything about it, it got a lot of attention when it first opened because U2 played there. But it's not just a concert venue. In fact, I don't think it's primarily going to be a concert venue. I think it's mostly going to be like movies and stuff like that. And so we watched this movie about planet Earth and the Big Bang, and it was an opportunity to show you oceans and mountains and deserts. And I did get a little bit carsick, motion sickness, because you're floating around all this stuff, and it's so giant. It's, I forget how many K it was, 18K screen.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, whatever.
No way I'm going to this.
18K screen.
Between that and the vertigo of sitting like at the top of vertical stands,
yeah, it's like walking up a mountain and 170,000 speakers, and it's really.
Do the seats move at all?
Yes.
Oh.
So that's cool. So when the elephants come stomping through, the bass is like unlike anything you've ever heard before. I mean, even a great concert, the bass is just stunning. And then the seats move too, so you get a full, like the elephants are stomping through. It's loud and you're kind of bouncing around.
It sort of sounds like sensory overload.
Yeah, and I got a kid with sensory issues, so he was actually holding my hand the whole show. Yes, Joe.
Did the those woofers, did they hit the brown note? The brown note is a note that all bassists know about, and that is a particular note, if your amp is set up just right, that can cause people to poop themselves.
But the other thing they had at the Sphere, and I was thinking about this because there was an article in the Wall Street Journal. We'll talk about this on the radio
show
tomorrow.
Katie can't stop giggling. Look, Katie, the audience is not responding. They're a bad audience. You know what? You as the bass player, you're in charge of punishing them.
I just expect more from you. I expect more, Joe.
See, that's what's so delightful about me.
You know, before
so many colors, so many different levels of humor.
Before I move on to the AI thing, back to the Sphere show. So I'm sitting there and I was trying to decide how I'm going to talk about this so I don't get myself in trouble with various groups. I'm not going to mention the group. But it became clear to me that culturally, and this is another country because they don't speak English, culturally, some people just talk through shows because they were all from a certain area of the world and they just talked through the entire show. And I was giving them the look, but they were just so engrossed in out loud, like regular voice, not even whispering, like regular voice conversation, that I thought this is clearly a cultural thing. This isn't a this isn't a couple of rude people who need to be reminded to be quiet. They come from a part of the world where you just talk through shows, I guess. So in these parts of the world that I won't mention because I don't want to get in trouble, if you go to a movie theater, is everybody just sitting there talking out loud through the whole movie? Because that's what was happening here.
Boy, that's a good movie. You think he's going to kiss her? I keep expecting her to kiss her. I don't know.
Good on you for having that thought process prior to telling him to shut the hell up.
Well, they wouldn't have understood me because they clearly didn't speak English. But, a young couple sitting beside me. And then a couple of older people behind me, all from a similar part of the world. And they just talked fully out loud the whole show. Even to like super quiet parts, dramatic parts and everything like that. Just blah, 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 blah. Oh, weird. I guess that's just a cultural thing. In the United States, we're quiet during shows.
Some might say respectful of other people's experience. You know, I totally get why you did what you did. It sounds super cool. You got kids. They need to have experiences and see the world, blah, blah, blah. It may have been exactly when you were there doing that. Judy and I were walking through the woods taking pictures of birds. And I am so happy that that's what I was doing. Spectacle and all.
I was actually thinking watching this thing at the Sphere. I'm not sure why anybody would ever need to go anywhere or do anything ever again if this becomes normal. It was the clarity of the 18K screen, the sound, and it all encompassing. I don't know why I would need to walk inside one of those great big cathedrals in Europe. I've been to one, so I know what it feels like.
They don't have smell-o-vision yet.
This is the first time I've ever had the awe feeling that you get from doing things in person from a screen. And I thought, I think they finally replicated the in-person experience for seeing a sunset, being on the ocean, whatever.
Interesting. Now, you are famously hard of smelling, hard of tasting. You don't taste things normally.
Okay.
Which I think has to do with your olfactory center in your brain or something like that. I disagree. You've got to have the smell. You've got to have the humidity. You've got to have the feeling of the air in a place.
Interesting.
To really experience it.
Anyway, so I read
this mustiness of an old church, even.
Musty.
The smell of the hymnals.
Things get pretty musty after a session, don't they?
Why am I talking in this voice? I don't know. I'm going to ignore that attempt at humor.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So a slight change of gears here to something different that the Sphere reminded me of. So I read this article in the Wall Street Journal we'll talk more about on the radio show yesterday. The title was "The Chess Master Trying to Propel Google's AI Push." They hired a new guy.
It's chest.
The game of chess. They hired this genius at Google to try to make sure that they win the whole AI race. But what's the guy who runs Google? How do you say his name?
Sundar Pichai.
I hadn't heard this quote. He thinks that the development of AI will be more profound than the invention of fire or electricity. If he's right about that, we better hold on to our seats, because holy crappings. And this fits in with what I saw at the Sphere. So the Sphere is all about super high-tech stuff. Henry, my son, even asked me, what's the theme here? Because there's lots of math equations on the wall and lots of planets. And I don't know if it was just science or exploration, or I don't know what the theme was of the building. Because originally it was a U2 show for the first week. So why are all these math equations on the to see Bono? But anyway,
technical accomplishment
in the lobby. They had this AI chick. So it was a robot. It's like your latest, coolest robot that I'd seen videos of before. And like I said earlier, too hot. I don't know why you got to make the robot so hot. I mean, why don't she, you know, make her look like a normal person? But she's standing there and she's talking to the crowd. She's on a little stage and she's talking to the crowd. And she would ask people questions. Somebody asked me a question. And somebody would say something. She'd say, what's your name? And he would say, Billy, okay, Billy, what would you like to ask me? Like your red shirt, Billy. You know, that sort of thing. Just conversing with this AI computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was disturbing. And it was one of those that has the ability for the face to move. So not just mouth opening and closing and like eyes, but like the cheeks and the...
Like expressions.
Yeah, expressions. That's the word. It had full facial expressions. And wow. It was disturbing. And it was
the Hottie Bot 2000.
And it was having conversations with these people. And no matter what you brought up, it would engage in it or ask you about how your day was or tell you something. And I thought, this is clearly going to be in a classroom someday. Why would you have individual teachers teaching Hamlet every year when you got this robot who knows more about Hamlet than any individual human being has ever known, can do the same routine every year, every semester, and answer questions, and is hot.
That's all I need.
But in terms of taking over jobs, it was disturbing. Henry and I especially couldn't stop watching it. We even went back to watch more after the Sphere show. It's like, this is crazy that this is even happening.
Well, yeah, I could see virtually every university class being, whether sexy or not, a robot teaching the class, giving the material, answering questions from its vast, unending trove of knowledge on the topic. And then if you still have a question as a student or you need something clarified, you just get on a chat, a computer chat, like you're trying to figure out why your whatever doesn't work. And that'll be the university experience.
Yeah, I don't know what it wouldn't be able to answer, especially in the near future, keeping in mind that whatever we saw on Friday, they've probably got better technology already today as we record this on Tuesday. And 5 years from now, it'll be that much better than that. So why won't that be the person doing the sales presentation over there in the boardroom in front of your salespeople? And it can answer the questions of, yeah, but what do I do if a client says this? Well, this is what you do, because it knows more than anybody.
100%, yeah.
Have you guys heard about the uncanny valley with this AI and the robotics and whatnot? It's a part of our brain that gets really uncomfortable when you start getting into that area where it's kind of a human, but you know it's not a human.
Henry was having that problem. What's that called?
It's called the uncanny valley.
Wow, Henry was having that.
That is the basis of so many horror creatures in horror movies. You make it almost human. It's disturbing to us.
Yeah, Henry was having that, and he said, this is going to give me nightmares tonight.
Yeah, it's a whole genre of horror that's like blowing up right now, especially because these robots are popping up all over the place and kind of give people the ick.
The facial expressions on this robot were the most disturbing part, is that it would answer, a kid's question or an adult's question or whatever, and just the facial expressions, like looking interested and then, well, that's interesting, and puzzled, and not like cartoonishly interested or puzzled, but like an actual human being. It was weird.
So at the risk of sounding like a guy culling some sort of sex line of the past, what was the hot bot wearing?
Like a
the
little
sex bot.
Like a unitard.
Oh.
Sort of thing. So it had like bare legs, even though they were gray, like the color of carbon fiber.
I mean, was she blonde? Was she brunette?
Not like carrion gray, but like gray,
fiber. There are many hues of humans around the world, and we're all deserving of love, Jack, but gray is generally reserved for the dead.
She was shaved-headed, but like really well-built, attractive woman and very pretty, and obviously if you want to go that direction, and it is Las Vegas, they will have those with blonde hair or brown hair or whatever hair color you prefer doing whatever you want to do over there, I'm sure, at some point.
They might already.
Yeah. That's different level of where that's on.
It's an extra you could tack onto your room.
But having seen that and having Sanjar Patai or whatever his name is say this is going to be as big as fire or electricity, even if he's half right with what I just saw, we human beings aren't ready for what's about to happen.
True. I believe that to be true. Yeah. There could be a sharp turn unlike any other sharp turn.
Yeah.
Right ahead of us.
Yeah. And I'm old enough that I'm going to catch it, at the tail end of my life and have to adjust. My kids are going to grow up in a world that I can't even imagine now. They can't imagine I have no idea what's the best way to prepare them for it. Neither does anybody else.
Meanwhile, he says, brainstorming his screenplay, the Third World is going to send wave after wave of millions of armed people to come and take it.
Right.
Because they're still without, as we, the developed world, will be basking in the wealthy glow of the AI affluence that's coming our way.
Oh, I had one more question I want to ask Katie. And this is just about the way some people dress in Las Vegas. Women who are dressed crazy like I'm a stripper outfit in Las Vegas, that is what is going on there mostly.
That unfortunately, that's just like the Vegas club attire.
So that's just the vibe if you're going to go to a club.
Yeah, if you have a really short dress that you're not too sure where you could ever wear it, you take it to Vegas.
Okay. It's true. It doesn't stand out as weird there, whereas it would at the company Christmas party or certainly Easter Sunday services.
Right.
But yeah.
Don't put on your hoe wear for Easter Sunday.
I'm kidding. But even if you went to a bar or something, yeah, dressed like that, you'd stand out as what?
Yeah.
But there are so many women dressed like that there. Like, how do you even walk in those shoes? If you don't bend down to pick up your keys, or I'm going to, you know, my kids are going to be exposed to something. It's just, okay. I just wonder what was going on there.
I think people enjoy escaping their workaday lives, and they get to be somebody different.
Cool. And what happens there stays there, as it famously said. Awesome. It's tough
to walk. And you can sex up a robot.
It's tough to walk through those casinos with a couple, with a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old, though.
Oh,
because it's just boys. It's
educational.
God, if I had walked through there, I was just thinking about this. If my dad had taken me through there when I was a 14-year-old boy, holy crap, I'd have never stopped thinking about it. I never saw stuff like that in real life at age 14.
I'd have run off and hidden behind a slot machine in an attempt to stay there permanently.
He'd still be there.
Exactly.
Go ooching around like Gollum in the shadows.
I'm surprised at some point I didn't say, where's Sam? And Henry says he's back there and he's just locked up. Locked up with his eyes wide.
Too much.
At my grandma's nursing home, I would talk through silent movies. I'd add raunchy dialogue and get serious looks and serious shakes of the cane.
The oldsters loved you for
that. Yeah, really embarrassed grandma. Well, I guess that's it.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.